Hi, Home Care. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, my name is Dolores Raddatz. I was wondering if I could speak to somebody about caregiving. I am a caregiver right now. So would that be you? So if I can explain my situation. So the agency that I work for is closing their doors on March 14th.
And what
So
agency is that?
I will be, pardon me?
Yeah, what's the name for the agency?
That's Home Access Community Service, based
Okay.
community service.
Okay, and they're
Have you heard of
closing.
them?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's my concern.
So
I do have
you
two
if you want,
clients
you can
with them.
transfer your you if you want, you can transfer your patient together, to our
Yes.
agency.
That would be great because both of them are on the Medicaid, and you do accept Medicaid?
Yep, we do.
Yes. So I do have two of them, and I have like about 30 hours between the two of them. So that would be great if we could transfer, but
Yeah, we could,
I guess,
definitely.
yeah, I guess the best is if you were to talk to them that they're comfortable with you. I know they trust me so much that they don't want to lose me, but I know nothing about you people.
Okay, so I can talk to them to get their information. That's
Okay,
not a problem.
okay.
Okay, so do you want to do
Okay.
one at a time?
Yeah, one at a time would be great.
Okay, so first do you
Could I
have.
just ask you to
Sure.
go on, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
One of my patients is also on hospice with home access. She's not comfortable with that situation, but I don't know how that works. They are a separate entity from the home access community service that I work with. They have like they're like sister companies. Does that make sense? It's very confusing, actually.
So I
But
wouldn't know that.
so she, yeah.
Okay. So let me first try to help you
But
with this, and
they
then I'll
that
check for you maybe. So what is maybe
okay.
give okay, so can I talk to them and get their information?
Yes, one of them is sleeping right now, but I just wanted to get a head start. Maybe possibly I'm
So
back
we can
here
start maybe
on.
with the first one that's not sleeping.
Okay, so I see her tomorrow. I see her every day in the mornings. So I guess we can talk with her. Do you have to physically talk with her, or do you just want some of her information?
No, so I need her all her info, and then I only need her once we do the state call. So if you have all information, like the like
Oh, okay.
do you have all the info?
Yeah. Yes, just one moment. Let me just put you on speakerphone. I will get that information. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just hold on.
Just a minute. I have to log into my people. Just a minute. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, okay. Sorry. Okay, so what is her
That's
name?
okay. So Judith, that's J-U-D as in David, I-T-H,
Okay, and the last name?
McCullough, that's capital M as in Mary, C, capital C-U-L-L-A-H, McCullough.
I'm sorry, I got lost in between. So it's NICOLLA.
No, let's start over. M-C.
M C.
And then capital C-U-L-L-A-H, McCullough.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay, I'm sorry for that. And the point
Thank
of contact will be her
you.
number or your number?
Her number would be great. And
Okay,
that's
that's the point of
41.
contact. Just hold on, just hold on. My system is a little slow here. Just hold on. Point of contact. Okay, so what's your phone number?
417.
Okay.
5593.
Okay.
3113.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat that. 417-593-3113.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a female. And what is your date of birth?
June 16, 1948.
Okay, that's 6/16/1948.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me just check here. Okay, let me see. So you said they have Medicaid, right?
Yes.
Okay. And their address is 164 Devonston Higher Drive, Ransom, Missouri?
Yeah, how did you know that?
No, I just pulled that up from the Medicaid. I'm connected to Medicaid, and when I put in our information, we get that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Higher Drive, yeah.
Okay, the city is Branson, Missouri?
Yes.
Okay, 65166. Okay. And what is your name?
Dolores Raddatz. I'll spell it for you. Dolores is D-O-L-O-R-E-S.
A last name?
Raddatz. That's R-A-D as in David, D as in David, A, T as in Tom, Z as in zebra. Raddatz.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
815-630-1137.
Okay. Just hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. So if you want to transfer, right? Okay. Okay, and do you have their social security number?
My social security?
No, the patient's.
No, I do not have access to that at the moment.
Oh, okay, so... Okay. Okay, just hold on. So you don't have that. Okay, so that might take a little bit longer because just hold on. Okay. Okay. Okay, so just hold on. Okay, and then you want to sign. Oh, okay, so what we'll do is the state is closed actually, so we can do the switch and we have to have her on the line. So can I call you back on Wednesday morning to get to do the switch?
Yes. Can I just ask what kind of like training and all that do I need to go through?
You don't need to go through any training because it's just they
Transferring?
just ask you a qu few questions, I think, by the assessment, and that's all. Yeah. I don't think you need to do any training.
Okay, and then just because I am a caregiver, what is your starting pay?
Her starting pay is $15 an hour.
Very good.
That's.
And can I go on? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
And then can I be very specific? Because Miss Judy, she sleeps a lot in the morning. Can I say if you could call us at 11 o'clock on
Sure.
Wednesday?
I will write it down.
That would
Yes,
be,
I will.
yes, that would be perfect. Then she's wide awake.
So let me just write that down so
Okay.
I will know when to call. So
Technical report.
from
So that would
after
be
11
March 4th.
o'clock.
Yes. No, it's best at 11 o'clock. I'm there till 12:45. I'm there from 8 until 12:45.
Okay, so I will call, I guess, like 11:30 would be perfect, no?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And that's Wednesday, March 4th.
Yes.
And then, do you think it's possible that I would be able to have the same hours that she has now?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it has to do with you, I think, and yeah. You could tell it to, yeah. I think so.
Okay, then one more question. Do you have
Just
a
hold
home
on.
office?
Just hold on.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, what was your question? I'm sorry.
You all have a home office. I'm in Branson. I maybe like Springfield, Missouri. You do?
So we actually have an office, but you never have to go down to the office. Everything is done over the phone or in line.
Okay, very
So,
good. All right.
yeah. Okay, and so I'll call you Wednesday for the rest of the information for the second patient.
Yes, that would be great. That would be
Okay.
great.
Okay, thanks for calling, and I guess I'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay, thank you so much. And you're going to call
No.
this phone number that I'm calling?
This number, yeah. Should I call
Yes,
815-630
very good.
1137?
Yes, ma'am. And what was
Okay,
your
and I
name?
can give I my name is Chavie. And I can give you my direct phone
Okay.
number that if I don't call you, you can call me back. You can call me right to remind.
Okay.
So I can give you my direct phone number. It's 314
314
501
501
2511.
2511. Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We'll be in touch. Okay. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.